You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Getting to Smoke-Free 2025 plan, launched last week by Associate Minister of Health Casey Costello, is predicted by academics and Health Coalition Aotearoa to fail. Concerns have risen regarding the plan's focus, as many of the previous government's successful population-based strategies appear to be excluded. I spoke to Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, George Leaking, about what the Smoke-Free 2025 plan is, who it is expected to fail, and where the focus should be to make the plan more effective. Can you explain what the Getting to Smoke-Free 2025 plan is?
So the Smoke-Free 2025 plan and goal is about 15 years old now, started with the tobacco reforms from 2010 and 2011, and it's quite specifically defined as the target is that at some time during 2025, so in practice that means by the end of 2025, the prevalence of adult New Zealanders who smoke daily, so at least one cigarette a day, will be not more than 5%. And the proviso on that is that that prevalence applies to every subpopulation of New Zealand. So it's not supposed to be a sort of average across the whole country, but for each of our population groups, no group is going to have daily smoking more than 5%.
What are the effects of smoking, both individually and societally?
It's about the worst thing that we collectively do for our health. So we reckon it kills about 5,000 New Zealanders a year. And you think about something horrible like the road toll, that's sort of in the 300s, but smoking's an order of magnitude higher. It's poisonous and it's addictive and they can sell it. And so it's very hard to stop if you start. And if you do start and continue, your life will be shortened by 10 years. It's especially bad for Māori. There's a 7-year difference in life expectancy between Māori and non-Māori. About 2 of those years you can chalk up to smoking.
According to the Ministry of Health website, one of the desired outcomes is to eliminate inequities in smoking rates and smoking-related illnesses. What might those inequities be?
So if you look at the National Tobacco Survey, the rate of daily smoking for all New Zealanders is 6.9% most recently, but for Māori, it's still above 17%. So that's an inequity there straight away. Māori are much more significantly involved in smoking than non-Māori. And then that carries with it all the harm to health caused by smoking. So much increased risk of cancer and of heart disease and respiratory disease in particular.
Health Coalition Aotearoa, as well as University of Auckland Professor Chris Bullen, believe the Smoke-Free 2025 plan will be ineffective. Why might it be ineffective?
It's going to fail. It's very sad, of course. It'll be interesting to see how the government deals with that. So it remains just possible that we'll come in at 5% prevalence of smoking across the whole country, and that'll probably be put forward as a success, certainly an improvement on the situation 15 years ago. We have come a long way since then, but we set a target that not more than 5% of every population group in New Zealand would smoke daily by the end of 2025. And here we are at the end of 2024, and it's still around 17% for Māori. We're not going to get below 5% for Māori. And on that basis, the goal will fail, even though we've achieved a lot. So in fact, when they talk about a 5% goal, and they just kind of conveniently start talking about 5% across the whole country, probably has to get to about 2% across the whole country for it to get down to 5% for Māori. And that's just because some groups already smoke less than Māori. And so if every group smokes less, by the time we get to 5% for Māori, it'll be about 2% on average across the whole country.
What should the plan be focusing on instead to successfully achieve a smoke-free Aotearoa?
So, of course, the previous government put a whole lot of measures in place that our current government just decided to sweep away. And those measures from the previous government, so the smoke-free generation, the reduction in number of places where you could sell tobacco, the introduction of cigarettes that actually aren't addictive because they don't have enough tobacco in to be addictive, all of that went through the democratic process, consultation, passed into law, and then all of it was just swept away by the government. And at the time, like, you could make a case for or against those measures from the previous government, but ultimately they were democratically adopted, and just sweeping them away like that was a mistake. Now, it was just a mistake to get rid of something that had been through the whole democratic process. For better or for worse, that kind of was about two or three years out from Smoke 2025, and that was collectively the best shot we figured we could take at getting to the smoke-free 2025 target. Instead, what we have is chaos and a vacuum, so it's probably going to be a bit hard at this late hour to appeal to the government to reinstate what it smashed up when it came in. There are some more things I can talk about. And of course, one of the things that's different from 15 years ago when they invented smoke-free 2025 is all these other products that are on the market, other ways of getting nicotine, so that many people are able to transfer their nicotine addiction onto other products. You know, if they haven't been successful with quitting by patches or gum or just quitting, I'm talking about the rise in vaping, and that's certainly made a lot of inroads into smoking tobacco, but it's not going to get us there for Māori. Actually, this is probably the big point I want to make. Like, why do people smoke in the first place? Why do people get addicted in the first place? And my own view about this is what it reflects is just basically unhappiness with how our society is set up. And so if you really, really, really wanted to make some headway against stuff like addiction, you'd actually get progressive with your policies overall so that people felt they had some sort of future in the country. Because in general, if people don't really see some sort of personal future and for their families, they're much more likely to fall back on tobacco and other addictions. That's my own view. I think it's just a marker of how we've just gone wrong with our economic heading as a country, and enough people don't see a positive future, and so what is there instead? There's tobacco.
That was Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, George Leaking, speaking about concerns regarding the Getting to Smoke-Free 2025 plan.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.